I think it'd be safe to say that we all have had times in each of our lives in which it seems that God has been absent. You know what I'm talking about. Something has occurred and we think, maybe only momentarily, or maybe much longer, that God has abandoned us for whatever reason. During those times, we try to pray, but it seems that we only go through the motions because we just don't believe in that particular moment that God really cares. Why, even Jesus had such a time. You remember Jesus as he hung upon the cross and he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? 1,000 years earlier, King David uttered these same words when he feared God's absence from him. You remember that David was questioning God's presence as he was being chased by Saul, as Saul was desiring to kill him. And David yet again experienced what he thought was God's absence when David's own son Absalom was trying to steal David's throne from him. Today's lectionary gospel message pertains to various portions of John chapter 11. As you know, we only read a few verses from that chapter this morning, but from this chapter we find that Mary and Martha experienced the absence of God in a very real way. From the scripture passage, we find that Mary and Martha were deeply worried because their only brother Lazarus was seriously ill. Since Mary and Martha knew that Jesus loved Lazarus like his own brother, they sent word for Jesus to come quickly. These sisters just knew that Jesus would drop everything and come as fast as he could to be with her brother. But all that they heard from Jesus was silence. Jesus didn't come right away to be present with Mary and Martha. No, he remained absent. Jesus didn't come running when he heard about his friend Lazarus' illness. As a matter of fact, the 7th verse tells us that after hearing of Lazarus' sickness, that Jesus stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Lazarus died, was buried, and still Jesus was nowhere to be found. Finally, 4 days after Lazarus' body had been laid to rest, Jesus finally shows up. You know, if you stop and think about it, I believe that Martha showed admirable restraint when she said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. No doubt that Martha probably felt like saying, let me tell you one thing, Jesus, after all that my sister and I have done for you and all that Lazarus has meant to you, I just can't believe that you did not come just as soon as you got the message that Mary and I sent to you about our brother being so very ill. Why, Jesus, I just can't comprehend how you're all somewhere healing complete strangers while your best friend lay dying. No, Martha didn't say these words. At least, if she did, they weren't recorded in Scripture. But you have to believe she was thinking something along those lines. As one commentator said, Martha didn't understand until later that Jesus' absence was the prelude to a new and greater revelation of himself. He was about to do something much greater than even healing Lazarus, something much greater than raising Lazarus from the dead. Yes, Jesus was about to do something even greater, as he would declare the way by which every believer can survive death and live with God forever. Another commentator said Jesus was about to deliver a believer's roadmap to eternity, as Jesus would declare here in John chapter 11 and verse 25. I'm the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me, though he or she dies, an earthly death will in reality never die. Mary and Martha experienced the absence of God when Jesus didn't show up as they expected him to. Allow me to state some reasons why I believe that there might be occasions when God is absent or when God is silent in our lives. One reason might be that we find God absent is because we're angry at God. Bill Booknight, a retired United Methodist pastor, unexpectedly lost his 9-year-old son to death. He writes how he was in a deep valley of the shadow of death, and Reverend Booknight was blaming God for the tragedy of the death of his son. Booknight said that the next Thanksgiving after his son's death, his extended family members were gathered that day, as was their Thanksgiving custom. Reverend Booknight, as was custom, was called upon to pray. So he bowed his head and he wanted to pray, but no words came out of his mouth. Allow me to quote him. He stated, "I could not say thank you when I was anything but grateful. Some sensitive relative understood my problem, and she then offered the prayer." It's difficult, isn't it, to be close to someone when you're angry with them. Cindy and I will tell you during the almost now 41 years of our married life that there have been times when we have been angry at each other, sometimes for several days. Nothing that we're proud of, but it's part of our past. And during those times in which we have been angry one with another, there was no way in the world could we have any closeness, any intimacy, because that anger put a gulf and a chasm very wide and deep between us. Adam Nabal writes, "Go ahead and be angry at God. It's okay. First of all, God already knows that we're angry at Him. Being an all-knowing God, God is quite familiar with our anger. God knows why we are angry. God knows our feelings of helplessness, our hearts, our confusions, and our dismay that led to our anger." Duvall continues as he states, "Clear the air with God about your anger, and then sit down with God and try to figure something out. But one needs to get that anger and fury out of the way first. Having done that, you can more calmly and dispassionately consider the problem about why you're angry and find ways to do something constructive about it." Reverend Booknight said that he needed to do those types of things that I just mentioned in order for him to be able to once again have a close relationship with God. Then he found out that he no longer felt an absentness from God. Another reason that we might experience the absence of God is due to our sin. Proverbs 15:29 tells us that the Lord is far from the wicked, but very close to those who walk with God. Isaiah 59 verse 2 states, "Your sins have hidden God's face from you, so that God will not hear your prayers." You see, sin disrupts our relationship with God, and God is not inclined to hear our prayers until we have confessed and been cleansed of our sins. Isaiah's readers were in the habit of complaining that prayer was useless. Why pray when God seemed to be deaf to their requests? Isaiah explained that the problem was not that God was hard of hearing, but it was the fact that God was intentionally refusing to listen to their prayers because of their unconfessed sin. I know that that's been the case when I have been far afield and away from God, living in sin, doing things intentionally that I know that I should not do, and not to knowing that I was intentionally disobeying God's laws. If we persist in what we know to be sin, we should not expect God to be close and intimate with us until we repent and get back in a right relationship with God. Many of you are probably familiar with the name of Henry Blackaby. He's written a wonderful book entitled Experiencing God. As a matter of fact, I understand that some of you went through a book study several years ago. Some of you told me how much that book study meant to you. If you've not read the book, I would recommend that you pick up a copy. Blackaby contends that sometimes when God is absent, it is because God is preparing to grant to us a greater revelation of Himself than ever before. The absence of God may be letting us know that this may be God's way of saying, "Listen up, I'm about to teach you something really big." If you feel God's absence today, maybe it is indeed God's way of trying to get your attention so that God can do something enormous through you. So today, if you feel that God is absent in your life, maybe deep down, you're really angry with God, and this anger may have been festering for a long period of time. I urge you to confess that anger to God. Get it out of your system. And this should help to restore a right relationship between you and God. Maybe God is absent because of some sin in your life that needs to be confessed. And if that's the case, I urge you to not let the time go by without confessing your sin. Then repent of those sins. Ask God for His cleansing power so so that your intimacy can be restored with God. If you're not angry with God, or if there's not unconfessed sin in your life, then maybe God is absent because God is ready to do a great work through you, and you need to be aware of what God is striving to do through you. Mary and Martha felt the absence of God, but you know what? God eventually showed up in the presence of Jesus. For those of you who are feeling the absence of God this morning, God certainly wants you to experience His presence once again. This morning, as we come for Holy Communion, I would ask, if you do feel an absence of God, that you would come and kneel and ask God to restore a relationship with you, because God would desire that so very, very much this morning. The altar is open for, after you receive communion, to drop to your knees and to confess to God this morning. Let us pray together.